Now I am joined on the telephone by Caroline Lafferty, who is the CEO of Cycle Against Suicide. You are very welcome, Caroline, and thank you for taking the time to join us on Lifeline on Near FM.
Michael, thank you, and thank you for featuring us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Caroline. Caroline, can you tell our listeners about Cycle Against Suicide and how it all came about?
Cycle Against Suicide is a registered charity. We were set up in 2013. But more than that, we are a movement of volunteers that sets out to achieve three things. Firstly, increase awareness of the prevalence of mental health illness. When you're going through, when you have a mental health illness, a lot of people feel isolated and alone.
Yes.
And that they're the only person experiencing this. The reality is that around half of us will experience some form of mental health problem throughout our life. So, first of all, it's to raise awareness that this is an issue that a lot of people experience. Secondly, it is to change the perception of mental health illnesses. A lot of people, again, do not realize, like any other illnesses, mental health illness can be treated.
Yes.
So, and thirdly, it's to change the behavior, you know, and get people seeking help. Our slogan, "It's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help," is a rallying call to encourage people to reach out to family, friends, reach out and seek help. These illnesses are very, very treatable.
Yes, okay, Caroline, because that's come across so, I've had recent interviews with Suicide or Survive and also with representatives from Darkness into Light, and always consistently through the whole thing was stigma being one of the greatest blocks to people getting help. Are you affiliated to any other suicide prevention charity, such as Suicide Survive or Pieta House?
What we do, Michael, is that we would direct people to these organisations. There's a vast array of organisations, such as Pieta House, such as Suicide or Survive, Mental Health Ireland, Aware. There's so many organisations out there that people can reach out and access help through. And that's what we try to do. We try to signpost individuals to these organisations. There are issues and struggles around mental health within society. People are subject to a social stigma, and it is that stigma that contributes to the notion that it's an intractable public health problem. You know, there is the perception there that it's best left untouched or unsaid.
Yes,
and this,
yes.
And it does create a problem in saving lives. Talking about mental health can be awkward, but it can be very helpful, and it can and will save lives. What we do is try to encourage people, to make people aware of the vast array of services that they can access,
right,
and to encourage them to seek help, to create the perception that create the environment for people, to empower them to seek help, that it is okay to seek help.
Yes, okay. So how long has your cycle event been running, and about how many cyclists have taken part?
Michael, we've been in existence since 2013. During that period, 15,000 cyclists have participated with us on the main cycle.
Wow.
This year's event starts off in Lucan on April 28th, and we go through 40 locations, but some of them would be Lucan, Navan, Carrickmacross, Newry, Drummore, Belfast, Lurgan, Dungannon, Cookstown, Oma, Ballyshannon, Sligo, Ballina, Tubbercurry, Carrigonshannon, Longford, Mullingar, and back into Lucan and Swords. And the event ends in Swords. And what we're saying is, come to people, come out, join us, join the movement, join the movement where we create a change, create a better tomorrow for those, inspire people, and create a better tomorrow for those suffering from mental health.
Yes, but that's quite a cycle, Caroline. Are you only open to really fit semi-professional club cyclists with kind of high-tech lightweight bikes and all that?
Michael, not at all. We're encouraging everybody to come out. You know, the reality is that most families and most communities will be affected by mental health. And suicide is one of the leading causes of death globally in all age groups. So every here in Ireland, 800 families throughout the Ireland of Ireland, about 800 families are affected by suicide. You know, that's 800 communities and families devastated. What we're saying is to people everywhere, come join with us. You don't have to join for the whole cycle. You can join for half a day, for 2 days, whatever you're capable of doing. You don't have to be a cyclist. Any bike will do. Come join with us.
Right, okay, Carla, I'm beginning to get the idea of it. So so you don't actually have to start and complete the course. So, and have you options en route for somebody who's kind of only ordinarily fit like myself, or maybe even a bit less than ordinary fit? How do you think they will manage?
So what we would say is, you know, join with us for part of the day. You know, we stop at certain locations, so individuals will know where they're at their max. You know, we have Suspiogs available, and at that stage, people, if they feel it's too much, they can, you know, turn around. So, Michael, it is for everybody.
Right, okay. Right, got it.
It is to inspire a change, really.
Okay. And about how many cyclists are you hoping will take part this year?
This year, we would expect about 1,000.
Wow, that's a significant number.
Yeah, and there are, you know, it's a cause a lot of people believe in. So, yeah, about 1,000 would join us most days.
Okay, and how does one register to take part? And when and where does the cycle begin?
Okay, so it begins in Westmanstown, Lucan, on April 28th, Saturday morning. People can register either through our website, www.cycleagainstsuicide.com, or they can just show up on any of the mornings and there will be a registration process there. But full information is available on our website.
Okay, now I believe you have a celebrity, Nikki Hayes, starting the cycle. Can you tell us something about that?
Nikki is one of our has been an ardent supporter and long-term ambassador for Cycle Against Suicide, and it's a cause she strongly believes in. So Nikki will be with us on the whole journey. She will be emceeing for us at events. We go into each town and we host an event and into schools to raise awareness that it is okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. But Nikki has been a long-time ardent supporter of Cycle Against Suicide, and we are delighted that she's part of this year's cycle.
Super, okay. Now, I see that you're looking for homestay providers. What does that mean and what does this involve?
Not everybody can join in the cycle. And what we do is that we ask homes along the route if they could put up some of the cyclists for a night, give them a bed, give them a meal, collect them from the location where the cycle ends and bring them back the next morning, which is usually a school in the locality. We are looking for homestays throughout the route, so if people are available, please do make contact either through our website or the homestay coordinator is Anne McGowan, and you can get us via our email address info@cycleagainstsuicide.com.
Super. So, Caroline, roughly how much are you hoping to raise this year?
Revenue-wise, it's less about raising revenue. We don't fundraise. What we do is the registration. You know, we invite other charities to come, and if they want to fundraise during the events, that is not a problem. We don't fundraise as such in the manner that other charities would fundraise. Our revenues come from the registration process.
Okay.
Inspiring that change, creating the change.
Sorry, Caroline, sorry to cut across you. Just the signal is dropping a little bit there. You couldn't, if you were closer to a window or something, it would help. Brilliant,
Michael,
thank you.
Sorry about that. It's more about inspiring the change and getting people, you know, beginning the conversation within communities.
Okay, listen, that's clear. And so with the money you get then, how is that money spent?
We undertake a schools program each year. We go into the schools where we introduce mental health well-being into the curriculum. And then we hold a student leaders congress each year that comprises of workshops and training sessions for students. So last year we held it in the Three Arena, and 7,000 TY students showed to that, and that you know promotes the whole mental well-being within schools. Unfortunately, the incidence of death by suicide amongst young people is steadily rising, you know, and it's to address that and to address to encourage young people to reach out.
Okay, well, Carolyn, listen, can you remind our listeners of the dates of this cycle again and how they can register and take part?
Absolutely. The cycle begins on the 28th of April, starting off in Lucan, Westmanstown in Lucan, and it ends on May the 7th, the bank holiday Monday, May the 7th, in Swords. People who would want to would like to join with us, please register on our website www.cycleagainstsuicide.com, or contact us directly via Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We would love for people to join in the cycle and make that change.
Okay, Caroline. Now, is there any point not mentioned already that you would just particularly like to highlight yourself?
Really, it is that people reach out to your neighbour, reach out to your friend, reach out to a family member if you feel they're having difficulty. I know it can be awkward, I know it can be stressful, but talking about mental health can help and can save lives. And that's what I would say. Reach out to your neighbour, reach out to your friend, reach out into the community. Start the conversation on mental health.
Super. Well, look, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM today, Caroline. And I look forward to speaking with you again, perhaps closer to the date or during the cycle. So until then...
Michael, that'll be wonderful.
Thank you. So until then, bye for now, Caroline. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.